Climate change. We all bear the brunt of it. Caleb turned on the TV, hoping to relax before his big hike with the boys later that day. However, what he saw on the news did not make him feel any better about heading outside. In 2003, Europe experienced an extreme heat wave that claimed more than 70,000 lives, the TV reporter said. In France, nearly 15,000 people died during the 2 weeks of horribly high temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius. Caleb's eyes shifted to the thermometer on the wall. 36 degrees Celsius. It's the same temperature as the human body, he thought. Why do I even have skin? My organs can survive without it at this point. He sighed and pulled out his mobile phone. Hi, Austin, he said. Are we really meeting at 10 for this hike in this heat? An hour later, all four boys had just finished stretching at the base of the Dragon's Back. Despite the heat, it was a gorgeous day. After a week of non-stop rainfall and a typhoon that got them 2 days off school, the sky was a cloudless deep blue. Birds were chirping and the grass was a deep emerald green. Nevertheless, all four boys took turns complaining about how hot it was and how hard the hike would be. "Well, come on," Austin interrupted. "We're already here, so let's go." As they set off, Caleb could feel his mood worsening, so he decided to complain a little more. "These temperatures are ridiculous. I feel like I'm in a furnace. I heard on the news this morning that more than 70,000 people died in 2003 from an extreme heat wave. Do you think that could happen here?" The other three boys all grumbled that it seemed like it was already happening. Caleb continued, "I was drenched in sweat within a minute of leaving the flat this morning, and walking along the roads was terrible. I could barely breathe with all the car exhaust. At least here among the trees it's slightly cooler. I appreciated that the government is maintaining the trees, which absorb heat and carbon dioxide, but if the temperature keeps rising, water will evaporate even more quickly, and plants will die of heat. The animals are suffering too. Look at those birds over there." Seth, who was struggling to keep up, nodded his head to show he agreed. When he caught his breath, he said, "These high temperatures are the norm now. 33 degrees Celsius is now the average. Who would have thought we'd be thinking of 30 degrees Celsius as part of the good old days? But they are now. It's so hard to breathe in this weather. I feel like I'm suffocating. My asthma attacks are getting more frequent, and my brother's allergies are so much worse. The pollution has stopped me hiking and swimming regularly. It used to be so good for my lungs." He paused to catch his breath. "Now I don't even enjoy swimming. The beaches are way too crowded because of the heat wave, and so I don't swim so much anymore. It's such a shame. Your asthma seems to be acting up now. Are you all right?" asked Caleb. "Yep," gasped Seth. Austin, who was pressing his frozen water bottle to the back of his neck, sighed. "Everything you're talking about is an effect of global warming. Can't you see that?" he asked. "There have been so many floods, hurricanes, heat waves, rising water levels, you name it. My sister is in the UK studying, and she says there's a new record-breaking flood every single year, even though the news reports say it's super rare. We treat it like it's not common. But we need to open our eyes, because the sooner we realize the problem's real and accelerating, the sooner we can put our money and resources where they need to go in order to save what we have left of our environment." He took a sip of water. "Think about it. There are 100 million people living at sea level and in cities and coastal areas. What is going to happen to them if we don't work together to slow down the effects of global warming?" Max, who was the most pessimistic of the four and the quietest, finally spoke up. "Well, it's definitely hotter than it was this time last year. But I don't think that has much to do with human involvement. I believe nature deals with its own issues." "Do you really believe that?" asked Caleb. "Yeah," said Max. "There are lots of scientists who also support the hypothesis that global warming is not so serious. Some even believe it is a hoax. It could well just be the natural cycle of the Earth. In that case, there's nothing we can do about it. We just need to take care of ourselves until everything gets back to normal. Speaking of taking care of ourselves, Seth, called Austin, as Seth knelt down on the ground. I'm, Seth gasped. He was having an asthma attack and could barely breathe, let alone talk. Caleb grabbed the nebulizer from Seth's bag to help him breathe, and after 10 minutes, Seth was able to talk, but he was still shaking and noticeably pale. The whole group rested and shared what little water they had left, despite starting the day with 3 bottles each. Eventually, they all decided to cut the hike short and get a taxi home. On the way down, Max conceded, "The effects of this weather are obvious. Who knows how much we contribute to it, but we all need to be a part of the solution. We can't just watch Seth suffer and say it's not our fault." As they went back to Sheko Road, they passed another hiker with a radio. The announcer was talking about the initial success of the UN conference on climate change in Paris. "See, Max?" asked Caleb. "It's never too late to look on the bright side."